I'm gonna mess her head up with this because I knew. I was like, I thought about it. I said, nah, she's gonna be waiting for me to do it. I mean, but we can still look around, everybody on mute. All right.
Look around us, me and my crew, big energy. We are back. Listen, welcome to the Two Chicks Talking Shit podcast. Are you ready?
Shit.
Oh my God. Let me just tell y'all, I have missed doing this so much. Like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, for both of us, I feel like this was therapy. And we've been missing our sessions at this point.
So behind.
And we are literally going through. So without further ado, my name is T.
And I am Felicia or Fee.
And we are the Two Chicks Talking Shit. And we are so excited to be back. And so I am not going to hold you with all my excitement because, shit, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm going to jump in.
If you can see how I am legit just sitting. I'm not in a bed. I ain't got no robe. I'm still in my clothes. I got lights on. I'm drinking.
What you drinking? Let's start there.
Okay, I am drinking tea because I am a little congested. And, okay. You know, it's draining. And, you know, with the drain, you get a cough. So I don't want to be hacking. As you see, I held that note.
Congested. I heard it. Okay. Not my friend being Beyonce.
Beyonce in the house. Beyonce, I don't know.
Okay. I am drinking a Simply Spiked lemonade. It's actually from the peach line. I am drinking the strawberry peach one, which I know you would not drink, but it is delicious in my own little world.
I love when my friends know me. That wasn't even shade. She was like, you're not going to drink this fake peach.
No, it was no shade at all. My friend don't like peach. And my ass, let me tell y'all, when we first started the podcast, we would be like right now we're not in person together, but we go do that every now and then. But first started, you know, we was meeting up at each other's cribs doing a podcast. And I love peach flavored things. I'm sorry. So I will always bring like a peach wine or some peach drink. And this bitch was like, girl, I don't drink that shit.
Please, with the artificial peach.
Okay, fine. I know my girl now. I take care of my friend. I just want y'all to know. She drinks well when she's in my presence.
Listen. We take care of each other.
All right, let's jump right in. First segment for y'all that's new here is called Tease Tea. All right. This is where we jump in. We talk about what's going on in pop culture. So I'm going right in. And I'm going to start with some shit that we ain't going to talk about this long.
And this will probably be the first or last time you ever hear us talk about this.
Listen, I did not subscribe to be a part of Krishan and Blueface's life. I won't.
I'm like the baby at this point. I didn't even ask to be here.
I am literally sitting here trying to figure out why they are always on my TV, on my like screen, like every time, no matter what app I'm on, I think the only app I get some peace is TikTok, because TikTok know me. But if I'm on Facebook, Instagram, or X, whatever the fuck that is, all I see is some kind of conversation about them. We done seen the poor little baby's private parts. We done heard the baby crying and Krishan crying at the same time. We done seen the other baby starving in the pantry looking for food, grabbing a beef jerky.
Like, what? Oh, his other kids?
Yeah, like, we seeing all of this stuff, and I'm just tired. I didn't click follow. I didn't click subscribe. I didn't even remember Blueface's song until I asked my homegirl the other day. I was like, why is he even famous? And, you know, she had to remind me, Bust Down Tatiana was his song. And I was like, see, who? He just needs to bust down Tatiana. You don't know. You gotta know this song. I hate you so much.
Like, literally.
No, you ain't gotta refresh my memory.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, like, you know, girl, you go ahead. But I'm tired. But I do want to address a few things, okay? Mm-hmm. And so this baby is here now, and we all are a part of this baby life, apparently. And so the recent video that came out before Blueface plastered the baby's genitalia on X,
Krishan. And why did you do that?
Child, this nigga. Sorry. He talked about he was hacked. And he was not hacked. I'm sorry. You knew what the hell he was doing. This is a domestic terrorist.
He is a terrorist.
And so Krishan is in Walmart. Got her stuff. She in line. She trying to do whatever she got to do. She got the baby in a baby carrier. And somebody's recording her because the baby isn't in the carrier properly, right? Mm-hmm. And so I saw that. I was like, dang, she probably don't even know that you could flip that little part up or whatever. You know, just being like a mom, right?
Right.
Yeah, I saw all the motherfuckers on the internet talking about, oh my God, take the baby from her. Oh, my 3-year-old would know better.
We all. Not we all, but we know what it's like to be a new mom. You make mistakes. Hell, you make mistakes as a child. Shit, all your life as a parent. That's a part of it. People just be wanting to be outraged. And I think they waiting for her to have a slip up so they can say, she wasn't fit to be a mama in the first place. Like,
half of us wasn't fit to be mamas in the first place, child. I got lucky.
Girl, listen.
Listen, I had my first child at 22 years old. And when I tell you, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I knew nothing. I wasn't allowed to babysit when I was little. My mom ain't like me holding other people's babies because you better not bring no baby in my motherfucking house so I'm going to whoop your ass. You know, that's the era I was raised in. You ain't holding nobody, baby. You ain't babysitting. You got a little sister. You watch her. That's the most you going to do. And I wasn't even around my little sister when she was in diapers. So I ain't know nothing about no nothing. So everything I literally had to learn. I remember, like, Tay might have been a month and she was not sleeping well. She was not, like, and I went over to, like, this is my play grandmother. I went over to her house and I was like, I don't know what to do. I am lost, ma'am. Please
help me.
Help. I need help.
Please.
So she was like, you've been swaddling the baby, you know, to put it, cause, you know, to get her comfortable so she could go to sleep. I said, swaddle. She said, give me this baby. Literally, give me this baby. And she had to teach me.
Yeah, and I would say, I think we were blessed in that era where, cause I was 19, 20, I was 19 pregnant, 20 when I had Trey. And thank God my grandmother was still alive and my mom. So we had that guidance. But what a lot of these girls don't get that guidance. So they don't know what it's like to get that, you know, them old school tips and all that to help you with a baby. She, you know, because they would have told her, first of all, you aren't supposed to have that baby outside.
Why are you outside?
Why are you outside?
But she had somebody else go to the store.
She said it's just her, but I know she got, you always run around with an entourage. Yeah. Do she? Because
I thought that's who she was with when she went to Be More to have a baby. Like that, I thought she went home to be with family, but maybe I'm wrong.
I thought she did too, but I think that was like a godmother or whatever. But I don't know.
God needs to step in and mother, come on.
Is she still in Baltimore?
I don't know where little mama at. I'ma just continue. I'ma say one good prayer for Krishan and Blueface, and I pray that they get their lives together for the sake of this baby.
I want my prayer to go more so to Krishan. My prayers is heavy on Krishan.
I'm fine. I understand where you're coming from. I don't know her either, but what I'm thinking about.
I said, I don't know that man.
This little baby going to need his daddy to step up and be not the person he is. Like,
Lord, bless that baby with a good stepdaddy, because the real daddy ain't going to be.
Amen. Amen. Next. I'm touching the grid. Next. The next thing. And another thing I'm tired of y'all talking about this week. For a number of reasons, this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift shit. Let me tell you. First of all, I didn't watch the Bears game, but for those of you that know me and have listened to the show, you know that I am a loyal Bears fan, unlike somebody else on this podcast.
I felt that down my spine.
But you should, right in the neck. You should have felt it right in the neck area.
In the gut. It was a gut punch. I felt that. I felt loyal.
I couldn't really watch that game or the highlights from that game because it was so depressing.
So, you know, I'm so nervous. I don't want to say it. I said that I was not going to announce the team that I'm rooting for this year. I was going to keep it under wraps, you know, just like I would if I got into a new relationship. I'm going to keep it under wraps until
they make the Super Bowl.
Yes. At least.
Or the playoffs.
The playoffs. You know. Yeah. But, you know, 2023 is the year of non-toxic relationships, and so the Bears is that. So even though I left them, I feel like I left the Bears when I left that.
For those that don't know, Travis Kelce is on the Chiefs. They beat the shit out of the Bears last week. But the star of the show is
It was like watching Hyde Park try to play like Mount Carmel or some shit.
She trying to say that we got our butts beat in a really bad way. And I'm not even trying to deal with her.
At least
we scored. We didn't look like the Dolphins, though. We ain't get the score run up on us like the Dolphins, though.
Okay.
I mean, who the Dolphins play? See, you got me messed up already. Let me go back to my life.
Like a true delusional Bears.
Delusional.
I was just like
present and accounted for.
Like, at this point, just run the clock. Run the clock.
Okay, football mom. Moving right along. Apparently, the star of the show was Taylor Swift. Fuck everything else. It was Taylor Swift being in attendance at this game.
Beating on that damn glass.
She was so annoying. Every clip I've seen, it's annoying. And
just beating on the damn glass like a inmate.
Like,
what
girl, are you? Let me out. I'm innocent.
Give me free. God damn, girl. You do not like football like that.
Right. So my thing is, let's be for real. This is all like playing out in front of our eyes. He don't know this girl, and she don't know him. They are They are fucking, okay? Let's just let it be what it is.
I think it's a publicity stunt.
Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
So my theory is Travis thought his brother was going to retire. He like, oh, shit, we ain't about to be the Kelce brothers in the NFL. We got to figure out a way to keep saying, you know, to stay relevant. We got the podcast now. Mm-hmm. If you ain't playing and it's just me, like, we got to give them a little razzle dazzle. I know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to date. I'm going to find a huge celebrity and start fucking with him.
All right.
No.
Go ahead. Sure.
Too much.
Listen, maybe too much thought because I don't even think that's what it is. I think Travis is young and his dick get hard and he needed to get wet sometimes. And so, listen.
Well,
he put himself out there. He said he would like for her to come to one of his games.
I thought she was. I just heard come.
Chill. Let's get it together. She wanted. So fucking childish. Listen. This episode is not safe for work, okay?
Please.
NSFW.
Put your head, your earbuds in immediately.
Hey, mamas, don't listen.
All right. Ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune out.
So listen, my thing is, I just feel like they're having a good time. That's the short of it. Because I heard a clip from New Heights, which is the Kelce Brothers podcast. And Travis basically said he thinks, you know, Andy Reid kind of helped set it up because he feels like the coach knows her family, this, that, and the third. So he believes that might have something to do with it, but he don't really know. What it is, what it is. All I'm gonna say is enough, okay?
I don't want to hear no more about it.
Enough. We do not need no dissertations about a white man dating a white girl or why he left a black woman. I don't care.
I have one more thought.
Okay.
I don't like the way he looked now.
Again, agreed. Because
that's all.
Listen, I actually really like Travis Kelce. I'm trying to keep it together because I'm a missus. But listen.
I mean, I ain't like him like that, but
I'm just saying Travis Kelce looked nice.
I mean, he ain't my cup of tea. But we look like two fucking ghosts lying just floating around the bedroom. Hell as hell. No. But damn it, I just lost my thought. Because I just visualized two ghosts. it's just something about when a white man.
White? Did you say white?
A white man and a black woman gets together, like the swag just be different. Then when they go back to a white woman.
I hate when you say it like that.
It just, you know, it gives white only pass.
That's all I hear. That's all I hear when you say that is white only pass.
This is white only pass.
Listen, it's that TikTok sound I sent you like three times. But okay, all right, so enough of that. But speaking of football, I'm going to need to go to the Super Bowl, everybody. So listen, I'm applying for press passes. We go get some press passes so we can go to the Super Bowl.
I told you, I am willing to apply with Andy Frank. We'll travel.
Listen.
I would be like row 2, section 5, row 3. Okay. And soon, and right after Usher finished with the last firework, I'll take that shit off and be like, I'm out this bitch.
Listen, I told him in the group chat yesterday that I will be the beer man. Ice cold beer, girl.
Got your cold beer here.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs.
Popcorn.
What do I gotta do to get in that arena? Because I'm not paying $10,000 for no ticket.
I would be right here in this living room, sashaying back and forth on this.
Listen, if we don't get our press passes, because I'm definitely applying for press passes.
They're gonna be like, you know us, the Texans.
Absolutely applying for press passes. Anyway, if we don't get them, then you are more than welcome to come to my house for the Super Bowl, and we'll have two areas, because last year when we had an impromptu Super Bowl party during the halftime show, like, everybody that wanted to hear Rihanna came down to the basement and was glued to the TV. And then everybody that just wanted to talk and act the fool, they stayed upstairs. I feel like we will have multiple viewing options for our guests if I don't get my press pass.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, all of that to say, I really want to see Usher at the Super Bowl. Like, I love Usher. I have loved Usher since My Way. We are the same number of years old, and I have loved him for most of my life.
Same number of years old.
And listen,
ma'am,
I have yet to see him in concert. I am begging the Hub Dub to take me to Vegas to see him. Like, I need to see him. If I didn't go to Renaissance this past weekend, which we're gonna talk about, in Houston, me and Toya would have been overseas in Paris looking at Usher, but we can't get
that's where
places.
He is.
Yeah.
He is in Paris. Oui, Paris.
Mm. Yeah, we can't be at two places at one time, so.
Mm.
Anywho, what else do I got on the tee? Oh, let's talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Okay. Didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm. So J. Cole, which apparently must be still real good friends with Colin, posted a letter that Colin Kaepernick sent to the Jets after Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles, and said, long and short of it is, hey, y'all, I ain't got shit to do. I've been sitting home with nothing to do, and I saw y'all in a situation. And so maybe I could come be on y'all practice squad just so y'all could get ready for games. I might be a little helpful. Here goes some of my references. The Harbaugh brothers and a few other people called him. They go say I'm cool. Peace. So he did that. Here's my whole problem with Colin Kaepernick and this whole he should be in the NFL quarterback and somewhere, practice squad, real squad, scrimmage squad, whatever. I don't trust this man no more, right? Listen to my reasoning, okay?
Okay.
So he sued, we talked about this once before. I'm gonna bring it back up. He sued the NFL. We all remember. I've been blackballed by the owners. I have proof. Read my proof. Hey, this what happened to me. Okay, cool, Colin. We riding with you, bro. We with you. That's bogus. You got blackballed. You should have a job in the NFL. You was decent. You wasn't the best or anything, but you was decent. He settles with the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows how much he settled for. We don't even know what the settlement entails. But all we know is since that settlement, all we do is see this nigga beg to be in the NFL, like literally asking for to be in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Why can't you tell us what the settlement was? Because I feel like that's why you're not in the NFL, because everybody knows how much you got paid and what are the other terms of this settlement. And it must be something juicy, because otherwise somebody would have picked him up as a veteran backup quarterback or something. It's just not making sense to me. So I don't trust him. Until he can tell us what the fuck is in that settlement, I don't care if he play or not. And I don't care what y'all got to say about it. Whatever. I was with Cap, but I'm just like not interested no more, and that's all I gotta say.
Well, I didn't know all that, so that was news to me. But I will say that, yeah, the chances of you, if you sued and they settled and gave you some coin, I can't see them wanting to sign him. Like, and it's exactly. Probably some NBA type stuff going on, but
exactly.
It just seems like a conflict of interest, in my opinion. So
find something else to do, right? Like, okay.
That's like you suing a company that you work for, then you settled, then you turned around and like, all right, but can I get my job back? No, nigga.
Exactly.
We paid you because you sued us because you felt like we didn't treat you fairly at this job.
Right.
So
my thing is, he has experience, right? Like, he can, why haven't you applied to be like a commentator or an on-air personality for any of the football shows like everybody else? You know, Greg Olsen has done it. Tom Brady talked about doing it. Like, all these other people are doing something sports related. If you are...
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, if he is that hell-bent on being connected to the NFL in some shape, form, or fashion, do that, because don't nobody want to see you on the field no more. And you're getting too old now at this point.
That was my thought process. I was like, now, hold on, Cap, now. How old are you?
I am not interested.
That was my first thought process. Like, ain't you starting to age?
He is, for a quarterback.
But I also agree with you. Like, if you just want to be connected, start a podcast. And you're right. But I feel like it's a part of the whole blackball thing, because a lot of these sports channels and stuff probably also don't want to sign or be affiliated with him, because one, they probably don't know what he's going to say, mm-hmm. like what's going to come, like what is he going to do? Mm-hmm. And then too, you know, they got to be connected with the NFL, so it's like they got to keep their relationship with the NFL.
Yeah.
So like that's the downside of being blackballed. But I also feel like he could take matters into his own hands, start a podcast. Let them, and he got a name, so it ain't like he can't start a podcast or something and it blow
people
up.
People would listen. People would absolutely listen.
And he would get sponsors and everything like that. And like you said, if it's a thing where you just want to get out on the field, why you ain't on the Canadian team?
Do something. The XFL out there, my boy. Anyway, like, I'm going to give him all my
like
time.
If you want to fuck it with the NFL, so don't try to spin a block now.
Exactly. That's my whole thing, Joe.
Because it's cuffing season. Now you want to spin a block.
Not cut this season, like pick me up.
Mm-mm. Nope, you won't be wearing matching pajamas with us, boo. Mm-mm.
Sorry. So, all right, another one that's on my nerves right now, Boosie. So,
he has a permanent residence on my nerves. Just a mere, the name, the look at him,
So my whole thing with Boosie right now is he's making it a point to let us know that he turned down $250,000 because he didn't want to perform at some LGBTQ+ event, right? And okay, that's your prerogative, right?
Who cares?
Nobody cares. We didn't actually have to know this. But my problem is, every time that something happens in the LGBTQ+ community, who is one of the first people to say something? You. So, like, don't pick and choose where you want to mention them. Like, go somewhere. Have a seat.
He is annoying. Let them,
they live rent-free in his head. Like, something happened to him in jail. I guarantee you something had to happen in jail, or, like, somebody in his family, because he is too, like, hyper-focused.
It's weird. It's so weird. And especially when you kind of find out you got your kids is a part of the community and you still out here just,
hey man, I ain't doing that, man. Hey man. It's against my morals.
Shut the fuck up, please, sir.
He can't tell me nothing about morals when he had this 13, 14, yeah, whatever age that little boy was on the internet talking about he paid for somebody to take care of his son. Sir, please, you have no morals and you can't speak on nothing else. So
he can't tell me nothing about nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Soon as he ain't made me, I'd be like, gone on. Gone, gone with the bullshit. Gone.
This is the same man that taught me talk about put your pussy on the line. put your booty on the line while I get $1,000.
Oh, you got morals now. Boy,
gone. I'm like, gone, man. Gone. Oh, go away, man. From me. Go away from me with that.
Okay, I got two more things. Then we get up out of here because we got to spend some time on this other topic. Okay, so Kerry Washington has written a book.
Ooh, and you got some good ones, friend.
Girl,
you really wanted to record.
I'm ready. Okay, my dumb ass can't even remember the name of the book, though. Anyway, she writes.
I got it. Deeper Than Water.
Deeper Than Water, yes. So she, this is her memoir. Water deep? Child, traveling.
It's deeper than water.
Yes, that.
Water runs dry.
Nah, we done gave this book 7 titles.
I think it's deeper than water.
I'm going to help us out while I keep talking.
Right, because we can't Google it.
Thicker Than Water.
Thicker. Thicker Than Water?
Yes, a memoir by Kerry Washington. It's called Thicker Than Water.
Thicker Than Water, better.
She looks like she's underwater.
Okay, but I know anyway, where you're going. Go get to it.
So, first of all, we have never heard this much from Kerry Washington ever. Like,
not on her private life.
I'm pretty sure 80% of the people didn't know she was married. Honestly, I didn't even know where she was from until she did this little interview. Like, she grew up in the Bronx. She had a two-parent mm-hmm. household. You know, everything looked really good. Like, Kerry Washington ain't been in no bullshit. Like, she literally is what you would think is a squeaky clean celebrity. And I'm not saying that this book is saying that she's not, but it just shows that no matter what you look like on the outside, you could be going through things on the inside. So she talked mm-hmm. about, you know, her suicidal ideations and her eating disorders and all of that. And I think all of that is amazing to open up and tell the world about. But listen, his parents.
Come on.
I wasn't ready. Land the plane. I wasn't ready. So, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, she's doing the interview with Robin Roberts, and in the book she talks about how she was going to do the show Finding Your Roots that's on PBS. Everybody does a DNA test to find out their roots, and they learn all about everything. And she goes to tell her parents, I'm gonna do this show. They go do a DNA test. It's going to be lit. We go find out about our ancestry. It's going to be cool. Mama like, oh, yeah, baby girl, this is cool. Oh, girl.
Wait a minute.
I can't wait. Oh, shit. Hold up. Wait. So they had to go have a family meeting. And in this family meeting, Kerry finds out that the person she thought was her biological father was not her biological father, that she was a product of, you know, I'll say, Jesus Christ, what am I trying to say? She had a sperm donor. Her mom had a sperm donor.
She was a sperm donor, all right.
I don't know if I would be as cool as Kerry was on this TV show.
I got your sperm donor.
Her daddy ain't want none of this to come out. You could see in that man's face. He was like, girl, can we just fast forward through?
Because he's like, I don't want to relive this. I don't want to relive this trauma. We've dealt with it once.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Sperm donor, my foot.
That ain't your daddy.
Child.
You know who that what baby daddy is. You know. That's
I actually agree with you. Because the way daddy was looking.
Child. I watched that special last night. And I looked
at that mom and said, now you know damn well, you know who that girl daddy is. And it ain't no day. Y'all ain't go down in no sperm bank. You could tell that. Like, wasn't nobody going down to the sperm with no, wasn't no black folks going down to no sperm donor in the goddamn cell. Because Carrie Washington got to be brown. My age, wasn't nobody going no damn sperm donor in the 70s.
She was born January 31st, 1977.
My year.
I know. It's like that.
Wasn't nobody going to no goddamn sperm donor.
You mean to tell me two people from the Bronx?
Child, we talking about that's the disco era. We talking about the Bronx. Girl.
Y'all, she said, her,
they know. They either know who that daddy is or they had a time last night. Oh, we had a time last night.
Oh, God.
They say, who I was over here?
I'm done with you.
They was like Hubert, John,
Jacob. Hubert! Oh, I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
Andrew. Shoot, we had a time. You really cut loose, man.
Speaking of Andrew, she could be my sister for all I know, because I know my papa was a Rolling Stone.
It could be
a Caucasian man, because her name is Carrie Marissa Washington.
We had a cat named Marissa. But.
No, sorry.
But. Okay. We talking about the 70s. New York.
No.
He's talking about sugar booger, marijuana, alcohol, wild party, disco era. Everybody was living free, burning their bras, and y'all just took y'all conservative asses down to the.
But you know, black people would do what they needed to do to have babies back in the day. They couldn't afford sperm banks, so Sally might have laid with John just to have the baby because Mark wasn't able to have no baby.
Listen,
so.
Sperm donor. Again. Yeah. Girl. Mama, all right.
Now, Carrie better than me.
Girl,
Carrie better than me.
Carrie, because I'd be like, PJ. Let's keep it a buck. I wish my mom, girl. I wish they would. I'd be like, okay. I was conceived up north in the 70s, in what is now known as Boys Town, and you trying to tell me that y'all went to a sperm donor? Girl!
Please.
Boy! Mama and my daddy. I'd be like, girl.
Get out my face, please. Please don't play.
I'll turn back into Boosie. Man, please. Come on, man. Girl, listen. It wouldn't even be child. It'd be girl.
Miss Mama, come on.
Come on. Come on now. A sperm, that's all I'll please.
Right.
A sperm donor. Girl.
The girl. I can't even get to the next story. Say it one more time.
Girl. I don't even know what I'm looking at, but I just keep looking at imaginary them sitting there like, with my teacup, like, okay. Right, because that is a bombastic side eye.
Listen,
please.
Can I tell y'all something? Y'all know that it's TikToks that talk about people who talk in TikTok. This is my bitch right here. I can send her any TikTok sound and I know she gonna know what the heck I'm talking about. In a related story though, we watched that Kirk Franklin documentary together. And I said, these black parents have to do better. Because that's another one where, well, Kirk is handling it the way I probably would handle it. I wouldn't be talking about mama neither. Biological girl. Mama.
Yeah, no.
He said, girl. Listen,
these older women, I don't know, these elder women, y'all need to get y'all hot asses together. What they say? The rooster is coming to, what is it? The rooster is coming to crow, or the crow is coming to rooster, or the...
I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not coming in on it. I can't even do it.
Shit. The rooster has laid the egg. Something.
Okay, but let's keep it moving.
You old birds is catching it, ain't you? All that Owen y'all was doing, it's coming right back on you.
It's right in your face.
And I'm just sitting here watching, like, what you say about us? You're like, hot ass. Talk about a freak, Nick. What was y'all? Where were you at? Where was your hot ass in 69? Huh? 69? Girl.
These old parents is something else, but
and then want to act like we're not gonna speak on it. Just the hell we is.
Exactly. Why? I can't even get it out because you're such a damn fool. Why we gotta sweep shit under the rug, right? Girl. Like, I don't even understand. It's always us. It's always us.
Wait. What?
Please tell me why you just squealed like that. Please.
Because I still can't get past. I'm telling y'all not spoiler. If you have, if you haven't watched the Kirk Franklin documentary, it's only 30 minutes. Like, pause and come back. Not her denying the DNA test. I still can't get over that.
Multiple times. So the first time he gonna say, yeah, so he did a DNA test then. This is my dad. I won't accept it. Okay.
They talking about 99.9999999999999999%.
And she talking
the father. I don't accept that. I won't accept it.
What the? We gotta do it again. Okay,
this ain't
mama.
No medical diagnosis.
This is science.
This is science.
Pure science.
I won't accept it.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. That's fine. We gonna do it again, and you still gonna say I said what I said. That man ain't your daddy. Okay.
Just leave it. Man. Just leave it.
All you have to do is say it. Okay, I was wrong. I told you the wrong person was your daddy. My bad.
Girl, we talking about 53 years ago. I hope I don't remember who I slept with 53 years ago.
Listen, the other part bring of the documentary. That, yeah, I'm moving. The other part of the documentary.
Leave it!
Was when he called his biological auntie and he said, hi, Sandra, it's Kirk. And she acted like she didn't know who that nigga was until he said, Auntie Sandra. Do you know how mad I got when she made him say Auntie Sandra? If you was so much of an auntie, why you have to go stay with that strange woman? Huh? Why he wasn't under your roof?
That's facts. But I know. At the time that we watched that, I was like, that bitch. But I'm going to have to recant. I'm going to recant because I was on the phone yesterday and my nieces were there. And one of my nieces, if you guys don't know on the podcast, my nieces call me Shasha. And one of my nieces was trying to be cute. It was like, bye, Felicia. And I said, oh, that's up your ass. Wait till I see you. What you call me?
It's not the same thing because you have a relationship with them, right? Like, you hang out, you at your sister's house all the time. They see you, they know you. It ain't, you Shay Shay, you they auntie. So, they just.
Shay Shay, I said Shasha.
Shasha?
Yeah. Shay Shay.
Shay Child, I spelled it. I didn't say it. I've had one too many drinks, y'all. Anywho. Yeah,
that's that fake peach.
No, but I had wine before that and something. Child, oh, okay. I was pre-gaming. I'm really excited. Really excited. So I'm trying to hold this together. So you have a relationship with them. So for them to just call you Felicia, that is kind of disrespectful. Right. You ain't got no relationship with that lady.
Nah, he don't. Like, he left. They had him with some random old lady.
Exactly. So anywho, that's the tea I got for right now. That's the tea. And we'll be right back. We are back, and it is time for Girls Talk. And so this segment, for those of you that are new here, you know, we may have a topic, we may have a question from our guest, from our listeners. I've had one too many drinks. And we just talk about it. You know, we real friends. So, you know, this is just y'all getting a little private look into a little girl's talk between me and Fee. So there's only one thing we could talk about, because we both now have experienced the Renaissance World Tour. And when I tell you, I am so excited to talk to you about it now, because I have been waiting since motherfucking July to talk about this.
It is, but this was, okay, so first, it is an experience, but this isn't your first Beyonce concert.
No, it is not. I have seen Beyonce, hold on, let me count. 1, 2, 3, at least 6 times. I think this is my 6th time seeing her.
So if this was an experience and this was your 6th show, imagine, this was my first time.
Oh, yeah.
Child,
you lived.
I had to take a moment, and I just stood there, and I was just like, and I just took a deep breath, and I was just like, I had to be in the moment, like I am actually seeing this, and it wasn't a regret thing, like, oh man, why ain't never? I was like, I am actually here now, like the universe is here now, but it is an experience. But I will say, and I'm going on a record of saying, I think that bitch be controlling our minds. Like when she said, I try to get out up in your mind. She did. It starts with, So during the, before the show started, do she play like that lo-fi music?
Okay, so when we got there, so let me take a step back. So Fee went in Chicago, and I went to night 2 in Houston, and the person I went also saw her in Chicago. And so when we got there, they were playing like regular pop music. And so Toy was like, they didn't play this music in Chicago. We ain't hear none of this. And then it went into that lo-fi.
That's that Mind Control music.
She definitely was like pumping something into the speakers, because everybody was like, oh, let's get it together.
Right. It seemed like it was. So in Chicago, they started with like house music and like they were playing like a lot of house music and stuff like that. And then as it got closer to like, I guess it was time for her to come out or whatever, they started playing that music, and they played it for at least an hour. And it was like, it was calming, but then it started getting a little too calm. I was like, oh, this bitch trying to control our mind. This is brain control. I was like, this is brain control. Like, because it was like, and it was like on repeat. And it was like, I was like, oh yeah, she is trying to get us. But when the lights go out, and then that light pop up and it say, Beyonce, first of all,
ladies and gentlemen, Beyonce. And then it come up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Listen. That moment right there, you lose your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I would like screaming, just dumb. You just be like, oh my fucking God, it's happening. It is really happening. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, I love the fact that she opened her own show.
Oh yeah, she don't need no opener. She said, y'all go sit down and wait till I'm ready to come out. Y'all go
sit down. And she said, y'all gonna get these ballots.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me tell you, starting out with Dangerously in Love and Flaws and All, and 1 + 1 = 2.
Listen.
Yeah. I was in it.
I care. I know yes. You don't care.
That was the next
much,
song.
But yes. I still care. That's my shit right there. Baby.
All you heard was the drums. All you heard was the drums.
Girl, that's my shit right there.
I was like, okay, girl, we hear you.
Boy,
that was cold because she mixed that one with I'm Going Down, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. And then she did Run on Duba, Mountain High.
Yeah. But listen, go ahead, because I'm in it right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, just everything about the show, the graphics, the lead
up. Yeah. So my thing is, I don't know, and I haven't researched it, but I am. Like, that's on my list of things to do. I need to know, besides Beyonce, who is her creative director? Because those interludes in between each, like, I'll just say costume change.
Right.
Were, like, mind-blowing. Like, man. I have so much footage on my phone. I'm trying not to post it all. But, like...
So, which one was your favorite?
Child... Now, see, I don't want to mess up this episode and go on my phone.
The one with the TikTok sound, who's like, enter the birth canal.
I liked it, the one like this. See, I'm sounding like your cousins. When she was in the green, I liked that. And then it was like a montage. It was right before her and Blue did they little dance.
Okay. I like the one where it was almost like a train or like a rat or something. I think that was the one.
Oh, I like that one too. That was nice because it was her legs.
That was my favorite.
I like the one that was like it looked like Saturn or a planet with the rings. That was cool. Then there was one with her different faces. Like, I can't pick
all
one.
Of them. Yeah, I mean the whole like the creativity was just dope. The creativity, the energy, it like, but if you go like, it's like when you, because at first when when you first listen to the Renaissance album, it's like it's a different vibe. And we talked about it because it was like, it like I liked it, but it was some songs that I had to grow on me, but it was like also other songs where we text each other like, did you hear how that transition just hit? Like, oh, bitch, did you like that? And it's like, so it's like you get one experience listening to the album alone, no visuals, no nothing. And you get your sounds and you like the interludes and them little cuts and them transitions. You like, yeah. And then to be at the concert and them transitions and all that shit hit and the energy.
Yeah. Okay. So I forgot that I had wrote down notes. So
okay,
child,
notes.
Please. I needed to remember. I wrote notes. So the first part was like the opening act, right? Like that was when it was like, ladies and gentlemen, Beyonce. Then she goes into her Renaissance set, because that's when it said she came back out and she was like, welcome to the Renaissance. And she went right into I'm That Girl. She did Cozy. I love Cozy when she performs it, because her facial expressions, like, she be in it, chat, like in it. 7-Eleven, when she did that at the end of that Renaissance segment, I was cracking up because that's my song. I know it ain't a real song. It's like an interlude. But like the twins, Lay Twins, them little badass kids was running around the stage.
Girl.
Jumping around like they didn't know what the fuck.
Did hey, they have those things?
At that point. So that wasn't at that point. Okay. You're talking about the on-air signs. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
when
yeah.
they had on silver, and they had on, like, silver COVID masks, shields is what I'm going to call them, because they cover, like, their whole face, like a motorcycle helmet, kind of. So they did all of that. But I'm going to skip a little bit into the area that they called opulence. And so this one, she formation, she did Diva.
Yeah.
She did Who Run the World, girls. But then our little niece, child. I'm gonna talk about her for a few minutes. Go ahead.
Please, take your time, because the day that I went, it rained, so she didn't come out. I was disappointed. But I've seen it enough on TikTok and videos, like, I've seen it enough. But go ahead. You've been there. So have at it.
So listen. I was praying that Blue was coming up, right? Because I was Houston night two. Houston night one got Meg. And so we were like, all right, whatever. We probably ain't gonna get Meg, but hopefully we get Blue. When the music broke and she was like, it's that rhythm. It's that lightning. I was like, oh, we saw her little fist coming up. The crowd went bananas. Like, I'm telling you, you would have thought people were there for Blue. Like, it's nobody even cared. That little baby, I remember watching her first dance. It was either in London or Paris. I know it was on the European tour. And she looked very nervous. And you motherfuckers was talking about, oh, why they got her up there? She looks so stiff and da 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 da.
Child.
First of all, she 10, 11, however old, 11. Blue, 11. And she's on a world tour with her mother. And her mother not going to put her on stage if she don't know her part. I want y'all to know that. Her mom not going to put her on that stage if she don't know her part. So she needed to be comfortable. By the time she got to the United States, child, this baby is swinging the ponytail. She making faces. She talking about, boop, 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 boop. I was like, okay.
She is giving us, I love Blue performance. When she do that little, when they do that little spin turn and she walk back, sashay back, and she look over, that's my favorite part. I love that.
Child, I got a good video of her walking down, you know, like how she walks down the stairs and then she is right there in the front.
And they get into that little knee, that hand. That's my favorite. I know everybody be fascinated with the beginner part when her and Beyonce do their little fist pump. But for me, is when they walk and they get doo 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 doo.
Yep. That's my problem. Yeah, so she has like such personality when she was walking down, and like it's just like, remember back in the day in the podcast, early days of the podcast, when we would talk about her after she was growing up and she's showing a little bit of personality, and we'd be like, you know, Blue back probably back there running things and telling people how stuff should be. I really feel like she do this because
for the record,
manifestation.
Listen, that I just want to go on record and say we were always Blue Ivy fans way before this concert. We was living for Blue when she told Jay and Beyonce to be quiet at the whatever war show that was, when she put their hands down and said, "Calm down." Remember,
and then had Beyonce giving her fruit snacks 10 minutes later. So right. Please.
Yeah.
Please, she's that girl.
Right.
So but then they finished Black Parade, and you know, that's the end of Blue set. And the crowd is cheering. They're going crazy, right? And I don't think she realized how loud the crowd was. When I tell you, NRG Stadium was roaring. It was loud. She took her earpiece out and her face was like, oh my God, like y'all.
Yeah.
I was like, go ahead, girl, get your love, get your love. She looked real emotional. Mm-hmm. And they started calling her name. They were like, blue, 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 blue.
Mm-hmm.
Cutest thing ever. She's still a kid. So she made her little faces and did her little peace signs and walked mm-hmm. up. And my favorite part is this. Her mother says, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Blue Ivy Carter.
Not legendary.
I said,
you gotta put that out there. That's right. Legendary.
All right, mama.
Legendary House of Blue. House of Blue Ivy. The legendary. That's the legend. The living legend. The youngest legend.
So there she go. But then she starts doing Savage, her song. Mm-hmm. I was not ready for Meg to come out. I did not think she was going to come out.
Did you lose your mind?
Yep. I was gone.
I would have.
We was in it. We saw Meg. Like, ah! It was a moment.
Yeah.
It was definitely a moment.
I love that moment between her and between Megan and Beyonce when they were, I don't know if it was the first one or the second one. Well, like mm-hmm. Megan was in front of her with her hand up, like and Beyonce was up there, like they're like, I love you, girl, I love you, so much.
Yeah,
I love that. I love women. I love us. Mm-hmm. Black women. We are so dope because we gonna give each other love. We don't be on that hate shit. But yeah, I love that. I love that. So that was a dope moment to have. But the show.
Then my other part that I really enjoyed was when it was right after Pure Honey and they did she like remixed it with Blow, and that's when they did the ballroom dance break.
Oh, they snapped.
Bitch, they snapped
at the ballroom. Girl, let me tell you, if my knees would let me. Wow. Is this like Honey?
Balenciaga.
Honey Balenciaga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That little baby is a freaking nation.
He did something coming down the stairs or something. It looked like a spider crawling down. Like, he killed it. But then the little black dancer, his name is Darius. He has like short hair. Uh-huh. He killed it, child.
They snaps with like that. Mm. That whole moment is just a moment in itself. Like, and it's like if you're not familiar with ballroom culture and all that, which I think a lot of that went over a lot of people's head because they're not familiar with ballroom culture. They wasn't understanding of like what this whole Renaissance album was. Kind of like that is given it's for the girls. So I think a lot of that went over some people's head, but I was, you know me. If you watch Scrolls, if you watch whatever that ballroom show that used to come on HBO Max,
Legendary.
If you watch Legendary, if you know anything about Paris is Burning, I think that's the name of it, then you familiar. So I was living. I was for it. I was,
yeah, I was in it. Every time they did a drop, everybody was like, oh, like, wow. it was so cold,
man.
Oh, I forgot one other thing. Oh, I'm sorry. So during Heated, did she do this in Chicago? You can tell me if I'm wrong. I didn't mean to cut you off. It just popped in my head. I'm an old lady.
Girl, we talking what month is this? You want me to remember July?
Okay. So before she started Heated, she was like, let me hear your fans, right?
The
entire stadium was like,
oh, that kind of was dope.
I was like, she really do control us, and we really do whatever she says. I didn't even have a fan, and I was like, man, I wish I had a fan.
What was I doing? I didn't have a fan either. But
I was sitting there like,
I was doing something. I was doing something.
I was making a noise, bitch.
My dumb ass. You know my dumb ass. I'm gonna
be heard, ho.
I would be in the mix. I don't know what I was doing, but I know I didn't have a fan. I don't know if I was doing something with my ponytail, because child,
It takes for Alicia to be like, you, like she was like, you was working the shit out that ponytail.
Girl.
You was working the shit out that ponytail, whatever. But I was doing something, but I remember that.
Yeah, that was cold. Then in Houston, I don't think she did this at any other show. In Houston, she gave everybody that came in a bracelet.
Yeah, I have an issue with that. Why y'all get bracelets?
We probably gonna be on a DVD or something. I don't know. Anyway,
I was like, light up bracelets.
Yeah, so she had these bracelets that like changed colors to match like her set, and it was just cold. It was just a whole other element, yeah. Where like the whole arena was green, or the whole arena was
it didn't
pink.
Matter where your seats was at, you got a bracelet.
It didn't matter. It was really, that was cold. And then I like SpongeBob. I liked when she was flying through the air like SpongeBob.
That part was funny because she was just seeing any random shit, speaking to people.
Literally. Yep, that's what she did in Houston too. She was like, someone here, shorty there, cousin over there. I was like, right. What is you doing up
so
there?
So at the end, mm-hmm. Did she have Uncle Johnny on screen?
Yeah, she had Uncle Johnny and her mom there. And I thought that was really like special because that is who that album was dedicated to,
uh-huh.
And inspired by. It's just really dope.
Did she do
Uncle
the
Uncle Johnny made my dress? I'm sorry.
Did she do the church set before she did Church Girl? Because in Chicago, mm-hmm. she played
Work It Out. Yeah, she did. She definitely did that.
Did the fellowship come out?
Let me tell you, we was definitely cutting up. But yeah. She also, like, right before... Oh, what is it? Yeah, so after the motherboard, you remember that interlude, the motherboard one?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
During that one, right before Cuff It came on, she was playing Chicago House. Uh-huh. Underneath it, it was like, I'll beat that. I'll beat that. Then it went into the percolator. I was like, let's go. Get me amped up. So it was amazing. It was a time.
A time. And it's so energy. I can't wait. I want the visuals, and I want the visuals now, because I'm going to stand, not sit. I'm going to stand in front of my TV screen and replay it all over again like I wasn't even there. And I ain't seen every TikTok video that came out. It was a time was had, and I'm glad that I can scratch that off my bucket list and say that I went to a Beyonce concert. That woman is amazing. She has a voice. Mm-hmm. The microphone was definitely on. The microphone was on. It was hot. It was on. It was a few times the sounds got a little, but I was like, hey, fix it.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but let's try this mic was on again.
I don't feel like standing alone. The mic was on. It was great.
Let me tell y'all, what y'all don't know is this little podcast app is giving us the flex. You hear me? My friend has tried to say that Beyonce's mic is on like 7 times, and it just don't want y'all to hear it. But just know the mic is on, okay?
And we're moving on. That's it. It was a good show. A time was had.
What are we going to do when Act 2 come out, though?
Jesus. If it's with Destiny's Child.
I can't wait for Act 2 and 3.
Oh, that's right.
This was Act 1. This is Act 1, the Renaissance. Yeah.
Maybe Act 2. Maybe Act 2 is visuals. No.
No, it's an album.
I heard it was something with Jay. Jay gonna be on something.
Oh, well, all right. Moving on.
I don't know. Okay, but I I love Jay, but that's gonna fuck up the vibe. I don't want that. I'd rather you go to get me some shit with the go to pull Kelly and Michelle out. You can even bring in Latoya.
Latoya and Latavia.
Yeah. Not
Fallon. Fallon, she's still waiting on her luggage.
Not luggage. Let luggage stay there. It's good. I ordered me did you get merch?
I didn't get the merch I motherfucking wanted. That's all I'm gonna say. But she had a special t-shirt in Houston where it had like all her different costumes from the tour thus far, and that shirt was sold out. I was very upset.
Oh, just go to the her
Amazon store.
Yeah, because I got I end up getting me an Alicia shirt after. I haven't even worn my shirt.
I actually ordered my shirt after. Oh, which one you get?
I got I can't even remember. I'm at the center. It's white with black words.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a hoodie because I wanted a hoodie. I'm gonna order that later.
And of course, I got Alicia the Virgo shirt.
Yeah, I got that from my daughters.
Uh huh.
All right. So. The last thing I'm gonna say about this is, Houston won the mute challenge. That's all I gotta say. I'm not arguing with y'all, but I've seen them all. I've watched them all. I've listened to them all. Houston, night two, we won the mute challenge. The one during energy and the second one when she just randomly said, look around, everybody, on mute. Crickets.
Well, y'all should have won. I mean, at this point, I think Chicago did damn good considering we was at the beginning. We understood the assignment in Chicago. Yes,
indeed.
And we were willing to fuck somebody up in Chicago. For real.
I know that.
Considering the fact that it was like y'all at the last leg. Like, come on, nigga, you should know about that.
And these people are still screaming in the middle of the mute.
You should know by now. Look around, everybody on mute. One, two, three. It's a 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you scream.
Look around, this me and my crew. Big energy. Get it together, people.
Nothing changes. Nolens, let me tell you something. Now I ain't gonna lie. Seeing Meg would have been a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But baby, to be in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and you hear, release your chain, release your soul, release your love. But I feel like we had a twofer. We did good. We got to see, but to see them together though, man, because Big Free to be so aggressive though. Like, if y'all ain't never seen Big Free to lie, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about her voice. But that motherfucker had you shaking and twerking and moving stuff that you don't even think knew you had. It's a time.
So yeah, I think New Orleans is gonna have a good time at the show. It's gonna be something.
Yeah, and that's it, right?
That's it. I keep hearing that something's gonna happen on October 1st. I don't know. I don't believe it until she just randomly posted. So we shall see.
We shall see.
Excuse me. All right. Typically about this time, we go into a segment called "Ain't That Shit."
I got something. Get yourself together.
I can't breathe.
Get it together.
All right. Party
on. Now, how the hell I'm telling you to get it together, then I'll call.
Okay. What you got, friend?
I just got something, one thing.
Okay.
I have one thing.
It went down the wrong pipe.
Oh no.
Now, I thought I had something. What I do with it? I could. I know it off my dome, but oh, let me find it. Act like okay. So I don't know. Well, anyway, so
you the reason I'm over here choking because your ass.
Because I'm scared.
You're unintentionally funny. I just want you to don't even be trying. I'll be over here dying. Like, what is this bitch doing?
Because I found I had it. And I could have sworn I saved it. Where did it go? See, this old people and fucking
technology, child. Technology. I'm going to pray for you.
But anyway, so I can give y'all the gist of it. I had it for real. So, in Dublin, Ireland, I think that's where it was at. A museum commissioned an artist to do some work for their for a feature that they were going to do about work labor. Mm-hmm. And so they paid this man almost $70,000 American. Was okay. Equivalent to $70,000 American to do some artwork for their installation about labor, workforce. Okay. This man submitted 2 blank canvases. And called it, what was it? So the tagline was like, get paid and go or something like that. But yeah, they end up suing him, so now he has to pay that money back. But they commissioned him to do some artwork, paid this man almost $70,000, and he gave him back 2 blank canvases.
Listen, when I tell you that man said you go get what you go get,
I'm gonna show you work.
He said art is up.
He said I'm gonna show you. You want work? I'm gonna show you work. You want to know what work is? I'll show you what work is. He said, "You can't see the girl."
Oh my god!
I'll show you the girl. I'm mad. Yeah, but I saw that and I said, "I know you." I died laughing. That this man. That's all I got was that one because I figured we would go over. But yeah, they commissioned him to do some work. And in turn, he got him. He gave him 2 blank canvases, framed, and called it "Work on the Run" or some shit like that. It was a dumbass name.
So we always like to end the show on a positive note, and I know this is gonna sound weird, but this is. You know, this is important. And I think in the days and times that we are living in, it's mental health is very important. And we talked about Meg earlier in this episode, but she recently released a series of PSAs or public service announcements under the tagline "Check on Your Friends," and they're part of the Seize the Awkward PSA, and that this is part of the partnership with the Ad Council. If you remember, the Ad Council used to be like, "This is your brain. This is your brain." Any questions? And so she did a series of videos where she talked about, shared some personal stories about, you know, how, you know, she's been dealing with her mental health, you know, how, you know, you need to be vulnerable and you should open up to people, and, you know, dealing with depression after like the Tory Lanez situation. And so I think this is positive for me, or in my opinion, because all of us are working on ourselves, or we should be working on ourselves all the time. And so we're not always going to be perfect, but if we can at least realize that we need help, or, you know, we need to talk to somebody, or whatever the case is, we should do that. And I'm just saying, take care of your mental health, everybody. If you need a therapist, find a therapist. If you need a friend, call your friend. And if you have a strong friend, Check on your strong friend, because the strong friends be the ones that really be carrying a lot, and they don't want to overburden people, and they really be needing folks to check in on them. So that is our positive.
Yeah, the strong friends suffer in silence.
And do. Coming from a strong friend, because my friends will tell you. When I'll just be quiet. I'm like, doop, MIA. See y'all when I'm better.
Okay, I thank God for my village.
Yeah,
I do. I thank God for my village.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well,
we did it. One down.
One down. Many to go. So, sis, what do you tell the people at the end of every episode?
Drink water. Mind your business, not Blueface and Krishan. And be a blessing. Check on your strong friend.
All right. Peace.
Bye.